And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 4th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Lundy, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 100 miles west of Bailey, 965, moving steadily northeast, losing its identity by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. South or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Cirrha, south at Cirrha. Southerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, decreasing 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. South or southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White. South or southwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth. Southwesterly, backing southerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Plymouth. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, but 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later in northwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in north. Thundery rain or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Southeast Fitzroy. Southerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Lundy and Irish Sea, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming northerly later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Southwest 6, mist. 4 miles, 991, rising slowly. Stornoway. Southwest 5, slight rain, 15 miles, 986 now falling. Lerwick, southwest 7, recent precipitation, 12 miles, 987 rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south by west 3, 12 miles, 988 rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 3, recent rain. More than 38 miles, 992, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south, 5, slight rain, 8 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Boomer, southwest by south, 5, 13 miles, 998, steady. Bridlington, south-southwest, 5, 1004, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by south, 7, 5 miles, 1,015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. Southwest by south, 7, 5 miles, 1,015. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Southwest, 5, 1,014, falling slowly. Jersey. South by west, 4, 11 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. south-southwest, 6, 5 miles, 1014. Silly Automatic, south-southwest, 7, missed, 3 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southwest by south, 6, slight drizzle, 2 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest, 7, rain, 2 miles, 1005, steady. Valley, south-southwest, 7, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1002, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south-southwest, 6, recent rain, 3 miles, 1003, steady. Valentia, south, 3, 6 miles, 1000, now falling. Ronaldsway, south-southwest, 7, missed. 3 miles, 999, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest by south, 6, 7 miles, 993, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest, 3, recent rain. 22 miles, 995, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 3rd of November. The general situation. Low pressure centred to the far northwest of the United Kingdom will continue to bring a strong southerly or southwesterly flow with spells of rain or showers and gales at first in the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, backing southerly, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later in west. Good, occasionally poor later in west. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest backing south 5 to 7, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches later in west. Moderate or good, occasionally poor and very poor later in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor and very poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Ardmurchan and Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with it, we sail towards the end of our broadcasting day here on the Good Ship Radio 4. We'll be back a little later this morning. And in the meantime, I'll hand you over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service, who'll take good care of you until we return. But for now, that's it from Radio 4. Thanks so much for your company here this evening. And on behalf of all of us here at Broadcasting House in London, this is Danielle Jaworwiecka, signing off from the late shift and wishing you a happy and peaceful night. Good night.
On the newsroom with me, Jeanette Jaleel.
It's hard when you don't know if your next meal is going to be not there. Some of us don't have savings. It's just we live check by check, and then you get the food stamps.
Tens of millions of Americans who rely on food aid are told by the Trump administration that they will get payments, but only half their usual amount. The famine in Sudan, already the world's biggest, spreads even further, with families trapped by fighting, surviving on leaves, animal feed and grass.
One side of the country, the country is experiencing famine, and on the other side, genocide is continuing.
And?
The juices of fiction began to flow again, and I started writing these novellas, and I wanted them to have a kind of lightness to them. I wanted them to be playful.
The author Salman Rushdie releases his first work of fiction since a knife attack left him with life-changing injuries. That's after this bulletin.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The White House says it will use emergency funds to provide reduced food aid to more than 40 million Americans, with no end in sight to the government shutdown. Two judges ruled that the Trump administration was not allowed to freeze the payments. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
We're at a major impasse, but things are starting to apply pressure on both parties. We're starting to see people not getting money for food stamps. Millions, tens of millions of people rely on. That will put pressure, particularly on Democrats. We're also starting to see another looming deadline in terms of paying the military. They found a way around that back in October by moving money around from one budget to another, but there's only a limited amount of that in these budgets. That will put particular pressure on Republicans.
President Trump has stepped up his campaign against Zoran Mamdani, the Democrat who's favourite to win Tuesday's New York City mayoral election. Mr. Trump said he would be unlikely to contribute more than the legal minimum of federal funds to New York if Mr. Mamdani won. People in Tanzania have been sharing images of dead bodies strewn on the streets after the violence that followed last week's election. Access to the internet was blocked until Monday afternoon, hours after Samia Suluhu Hassan was sworn in for her second term as president. Here's Richard Kagoi.
there's still heavy deployment of the military and police, a lot of restriction of movements in various parts of the commercial capital, Dar es Salaam. But the thing is, the issues that got the young people and majority of the protesters onto the streets have not been resolved. People want election reforms. This is quite uncharted territory for Tanzania, but with a burgeoning, you know, population of Gen Zs who have seen what has happened in other parts of the world, is that great awareness and push for reforms, because lots of people are enlightened and they want to have a stake in the way the country is.